Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4. Chapter 4 is Narada's instructions. No.
Appearance
of Narada. Text number 27.
Yep.
Niti prasida dridaya.
Niti prasida dridaya.
You don't have to repeat it. This. Sarasvatyastate shuchao itarkayan vivikdasta idam chovacha dharmavit. Thus the sage is being dissatisfied. Well, you can just read it in
only translation, not word by word.
Tako
mudrac nezadovoljnog srca stade da razmišlja jer je poznavao suštinu religije, te u sebi pomisli. Smisao. Mudrac je počeo da traga za uzrokom svog nezadovoljstva u srcu. Sve dok čovjekovo srce nije ispunjeno srećom, ono ne može reći da je dostiglo savršenstvo. Za zadovoljstvom treba da se traga izvan sfere materije.
Mom Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthaya Budaya Srimate Bhakti Vidaya Vishwani Dhanamane Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Vlaskata Hare Krishna. Vyasadeva was great personality, great sage.
Srila Vyasadeva je bio velika osoba, veliki mudrac.
Explained everything about the material universe.
Je objasnio sve o materijalnom univerzumu.
Especially about the process of sacrifice and how to go to the heavenly planets and become liberated.
Objasnio je proces žrtvovanja, kako se odlazi na rajske planete i kako dostići oslobođenje.
But his knowledge was not sufficient even to make himself happy.
Even to make himself
happy.
Ali njegovo znanje nije bilo dovoljno dobro da čak i samog sebe učini sretnim.
If you know nothing but you're happy, you're a lot better than someone who knows a lot and isn't happy.
Znači, ako ne znamo kako biti sretni, bolje da naučimo od nekog drugog.
Knowledge is meant to teach us how to become happy, satisfied.
Znanje je namijenjeno kako da nas učini zadovoljnim i sretnim.
That's why modern society, with its technological knowledge, is a failure.
Zato je ovo moderno društvo sa svim tehnološkim znanjem veliki neuspjeh.
Because it hasn't helped people become happy.
Jer nije pomoglo ljudima da postanu sretni.
Should we open windows? Oh, it is. From the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that we're a spiritual being.
Od samog početka Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže da smo mi duhovna bića.
And that the soul, he can't be happy simply in different combinations of material energy.
I duhovna duša ne može biti sretna jednostavno različitim kombinacijama materijalne energije.
He can only happy if he has a relationship with Krishna.
Znači može biti, duša može biti sretna jedino ako ima svoj odnos sa Krishnom.
If he is conscious of his relationship with Krishna.
Iako je svjestan svog odnosa sa Krishnom.
Everyone has a relation with Krishna.
Svako ima svoj odnos sa Krishnom.
Everyone is asking Krishna for something.
Svako traži Krishnu za nešto.
And indeed, Krishna is the only one who is able to fulfill everyone's desires.
I u istinu, Krishna je jedini koji može ispuniti naše želje.
According to what they deserve.
Naravno, ako ih zaslužimo.
We're hearing from so many personalities.
Mi slušamo toliko mnogo osoba.
What our goals should be.
Koji naši ciljevi trebaju biti.
And if we follow them,
i mi slijedimo,
we might get some achievement in the material world.
I možemo dostići, postići nešto u materijalnom svijetu.
But if the aim ultimately is not to please Krishna,
ali konačni cilj je zapravo zadovoljiti Krishnu,
then we're missing the whole point of activities.
Jer ako to nemamo za cilj, da smo promašili čitavu suštinu naše aktivnosti.
To change one prison for the next is not a very good idea.
Znači, zamijeniti jedan zatvor sa drugim nije baš jako dobra ideja.
to ask Krishna, my dear Krishna, I don't like this present prison I'm in, but I like that other one over there. Please give me that one.
Možemo reći, dragi Krishna, ja ne volim ovaj zatvor u kojem sam sada, bolje mi daj ovaj drugi, tamo više mi se sviđa.
If we desire like that, then Krishna, narate kasichet papam, na papam sikritin vibhu, agyane na vritam jnana, tena muyanti jantava. Nor is the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities.
Ako mi tako želimo, gospodin zna da mi imamo koje su naše grešne i pobožne aktivnosti.
Embodied souls are already bewildered.
I pobož tih aktivnosti, zbog svojih tih aktivnosti, duša je zbunjena.
By the illusion which covers their actual knowledge.
I iluzija prekriva njegovo znanje.
In other words, as long as we're not conscious that we have to desire to become Krishna conscious.
Znači, skroz dok smo nesvjesni da trebamo imati želju da budemo svjesni Krishna,
we'll become bewildered by and deviated by so many other desires.
Bićemo zbunjeni, zastranjeni nekim drugim željama.
Some of them actually look like the bhakti lata bij.
I neke od tih želja izgledaju samo kao bhakti lata bij.
My dear Lord, please give me this for your service.
Dragi gospodin, molim, daj mi ovo, tako u svojoj službi.
Please give me that for your service.
Daj mi ovo za tvoju službu.
And Krishna may give us this or that.
I Krishna može dati ovo ili ovo.
And when we get it, we ask Krishna, well, please give me a little bit more for my service than I can serve you.
I onda mi smo toliko drski da pitamo Krishna, ma daj mi još malo više ovo, evo, za tvoju službu.
Just like in the Hare Krishna movement, there used to be a saying, that if you simply distribute books, then everything else will come.
U našem Hare Krishna pokretu bila izreka, ako jednostavno dijelimo knjigu, sve ostalo će doći.
Then the saying changed, if we simply get everything, then we'll be able to distribute books.
Ali sad se promijenilo i sad je izreka da ako dobijemo sve ostalo, tek ćemo onda biti u mogućnosti da dijelimo knjige.
My dear Lord, I know I've fallen.
Moj dragi gospodine, ja znam da sam ja pao.
And I know I shouldn't be fallen.
Ja znam da ne bi trebao biti pao.
But I need so many things to help me dig myself out.
I treba mi toliko puno stvari da se ja izdignem iz te svoje pozicije.
The whole idea is if we, Krishna may give us some service, he may give us some material things.
Krishna može dati službu, može dati materijalne stvari.
But yadrichala vishantushto vanvadito vimatsaraha. One who is satisfied by gain which comes from his own accord.
One koji je zadovoljan sa dobitkom koji dolazi sam po sebi.
Soon as we become anxious to get something in the world,
čim imamo želju da dobijemo nešto u materijalnom svijetu,
even if it's so-called for Krishna's service,
iako je to tako recimo za Krishna službu,
then it's more or less we don't think that Krishna really knows very much.
I onda manje više mi mislimo da Krishna ne zna baš jako.
He doesn't know what we need for our service.
On ne zna što nama treba za baš.
Therefore we have to keep on reminding him.
I onda mi treba da ga podsjećamo.
In case he forgot.
I tražimo da to.
Or in case he doesn't know.
Kao da on ne zna.
So therefore we become anxious.
I onda postanemo puni žudnje.
Of course we may call it transcendental anxiety.
Mi to možemo nazvati duhovna žudnja.
But it seems to have all the symptoms of material attachment.
Ali to ima sve simptome materijalne vezanosti.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nushoshiti Nakangshiti Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhatim Havate Param. Krishna says, if you're, the test is if you're joyful, Prasanatma.
Krishna kaže, ako smo puni zadovoljstva Prasanatma,
as soon as we stop being Prasanatma, it means we're affected by the illusory energy.
Čim prestanemo biti prasanatma, mi smo savladani iluzornom energijom.
It means that our so-called hankering and lamentation for Krishna are just different varieties of illusory energy.
To znači da je naša žudnja i jadikovanje za Krishnom samo različiti, jedan od različitih aspekata materijalne energije.
We just stick Krishna somewhere on there just to make it legal.
Mi samo dodamo Krishnu u naše želje da ih legaliziramo.
So I can show my, you know, my Krishna card. It's all right, I'm angry, I'm lamenting, but it's for this Krishna.
I onda mi pokažemo svoju Krishna kartu i kažemo, aha, evo, ja žudim i jadikujem, ali evo, to je za Krishna.
So my lust, my anger, my greed, my envy, they're all for Krishna.
Moje pohleda, pohleda, zavadi, sve za Krishna.
But somehow or another, if we're not satisfied, then it's really not for Krishna.
Ali na neki način mi smo zadovoljni, jer to nije za Krishna.
When Krishna was in the coils of Kaliya,
kad je Krishna bio u stisku Kaliya,
and Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the coward boys, were all lamenting that Krishna is now finished.
Majka Šoda, dječaci, pastiri, svi su plakali i mislili da je Krishna sad gotov.
So the result was that they were meditating more deeply on Krishna.
I rezultat je bio da su oni još dublje meditirali na Krishna.
Their concern was for Krishna.
Oni su bili zabrinuti jedan
za Krishna. Love.
Zbog ljubavi.
Not that now Krishna is in danger.
Ne, ne zbog toga što je Krishna sad u opasnosti.
Who's going to take care of all the cows?
Ko će sad da vodi brigu o svim kravama?
You know, extra work for everyone is very unfortunate.
To znači da ekstra posao za sve ostalo. Ako njega ne bi bilo.
No, they weren't worried about their own personal happiness or distress. They were simply concerned about Krishna.
Znači njih nije brinula njihova vlastita sreća ili nesreća, već su bili zaista zabrinuti za Krishnu.
So that's a very high standard, but we have to be able to see what kind of standard I'm on.
Znači, to je standard s kojim se možemo uporediti i vidjeti na kojem smo mi nivou standarda.
One should always think, an intelligent person always thinks he's about to die.
Znači, inteligentna osoba uvijek misli da će uskoro umrijeti.
And if I was about to die, what do I think about?
I ako sam ja pred smrću, o čemu ću ja razmišljati?
Would I be thinking, well, wait a second, Krishna, you can't kill me yet. Without me, there's going to be so many problems in the Hare Krishna world.
Da li ćemo misliti, Krishna, nemoj me još uvijek ubiti, jer uskoro će biti onako toliko puno problema u Hare Krishna
koliko. You can't replace me, I'm irreplaceable.
Ja sam nezamjenjiv, ja sam taj koji rješava probleme, mene se ne može zamijeniti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction will prove false if you do something to me.
Jer ako mi nešto učiniš, ako sad napustim tijelo, onda će proročanstvo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neće biti ispunjeno.
No, we should think whatever service we have is given to us by Krishna.
Ne, svaka služba koju smo dobili, dobili smo je od Krishna.
He doesn't really need our service.
On zaista ne treba našu službu.
Besides the fact, he's the one who's ultimately doing everything in our devotional service.
On je konačno taj koji čini, I missed the first part.
He's the one who's doing everything.
On je taj koji čini sve u našem redovnom služenju.
Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatva kartaham iti manyate. Bewildered by the three modes, the soul thinks himself to be the doer, which are actually carried out by the modes of nature.
Zbunjen tri gune materijalne prirode, zbunjena duša misli da je vršioc aktivnosti koje u suštini vrši tri gune materijalne prirode.
The only thing the soul is doing is desiring.
Jedino što duša čini jeste da želi.
And everything else is carried out by Krishna through the modes of material nature, through the material nature, or the spiritual nature.
Sve ostalo obavlja Krishna kroz tri gune materijalne prirode ili kroz duhovnu prirodu.
But without our little desire, Krishna can survive.
Ali bez naše male želje, Krishna može preživjeti.
The Hare Krishna movement can survive.
Hare Krishna pokret može preživjeti.
But unless our desire is for Krishna, we won't survive. Unless our desire is aimed at pleasing Krishna, we won't be very happy.
Aha, ako nemamo želju da zadovoljimo Krishnu, mi sami nećemo biti sretni.
We may think, I have so many sources of comfort and protection outside of Krishna.
Možemo misliti, ja imam toliko izvora karmičkih reakcija.
Zaštite,
da.
I have my house.
Da. Imam kuću.
And even if I don't have my house, at least I have a nice soft cushion to lie down to sleep on.
Čak i ako nemam kuću, imam lijepi sjedalicu na koju mogu spavati.
I have my prasad.
Imam svoj prasad.
And I may have so many other things, and these are all going to make me happy and protect me.
Imam toliko mnogo drugih stvari koje me štite.
And Krishna better not disrupt these things.
I bolje da Krishna ne se ne miješa i ne uznemirava te stvari.
Or else I'll go somewhere else and find a nice cushion.
Inače ću ja reći negdje drugdje naći neku lijepu sjedalicu, neku kušinu.
No, one should understand whatever we have is all Krishna's property. We're simply the servants.
Trebamo shvatiti da sve što mi posjedujemo je onako Krishna vlasništvo, mi smo samo njegov sluga.
Whatever position, whatever body, whatever circumstances I'm under, I should just think about how to please Krishna.
U kojem god smo tijelu, u kojoj god poziciju da imamo, u kojem god okolnostima da se nalazimo, se trebamo samo razmišljati kako da zadovoljimo Krishna.
And Krishna may give me the intelligence how to do things.
I onda nam Krishna može dati neophodnu inteligenciju.
But we should understand we're servants of Krishna.
Ali trebamo shvatiti, mi smo Krishna sluge.
Even when we become Vyasadeva.
Čak i ako postanemo Vyasadeva.
Even when we have so much intelligence, we can create all the Vedic literatures, or at least compile them.
Čak i ako bi imali toliko mnogo inteligencije da, da napišemo svu vedsku literaturu.
But if we forget it's for Krishna, then we'll wind up just as dissatisfied as Srila Vyasadeva.
Ali ako zaboravimo na Krishnu, onda ćemo završiti nezadovoljni baš kao što je bivšila Vyasadeva.
Without Krishna, everything will not be very satisfying.
Znači, bez Krishne, sve ostalo neće biti jako zadovoljavajuće.
And then, even we, somehow or another, are able to think of Krishna.
Postoji toliko mnogo načina koje možemo misliti na Krishnu.
But our mood has to have a service.
Ali naše raspoloženje treba biti mišljenje iz osjećaja službe.
And the mood of service is to actually find out what Krishna wants us to do.
I u raspoloženju službe trebamo shvatiti što Krishna očekuje od nas da uradimo.
And the attitude in which to perform it.
I onda treba to da izvršimo.
So that requires some vision. Some...
To zahtjeva određenu viziju.
But not material vision, it requires spiritual vision.
Ali to ne zahtjeva materijalnu, već duhovnu viziju.
Such a strong vision actually influences our attitude towards things.
Takva snažna vizija formulira naš stav prema svemu.
That our attitude as we, by the vision, it helps our attitude become more devotional.
Kada naš stav postaje dio naše vizije, onda on postane više devocije, pun ispunjen devocije.
Therefore Krishna says, samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshvaram vinasyava vinashantam yak pashyati sa pashyati. One who can see the super soul accompanying the living entity in all bodies, and who knows that actually the soul and the super soul within all bodies is never destroyed, he actually sees.
A onaj koji zna da duša i nadduša u svim tijelima nikad ne biva uništena, takva osoba zaista vidi.
So unless we see that, we'll see this person's rich, this person's poor, this person's big, this person's little.
Izvanski mi možemo vidjeti ova osoba siromašna, ova je bogata, ova je veliki, ova je mali.
We won't really see the soul and the super soul.
Ali zaista na taj način nećemo vidjeti dušu i nadduša.
And even of course we're in our present state, we might not see a little man with four arms, a smaller, and even another man with two arms.
Mi u sadašnjem stanju možemo vidjeti neke ljude sa četiri ruke, neke sa dve.
But we see the soul and the super soul by the fact that within the body there is some living entity.
Ali bar trebamo shvatiti da se unutar našeg tijela nalaze neka živa bića.
President's car goes by.
Na primjer, sada auto prolazi.
And someone says, there goes the president.
Predsjednikov auto prolazi.
Na primjer, predsjednikov auto
prolazi. He doesn't see the president, but he sees the president's car.
Posmatrač ne vidi predsjednika, nego njegov auto.
Everybody knows inside the car, their president is there.
Ali unutar auta se nalazi predsjednik.
So similarly, we may not see the soul or the super soul, but by the symptoms, we can see the soul and the super soul.
Slično tome, mi ne možemo vidjeti dušu i naddušu, ali možemo ih primijetiti po njihovim simptomima.
Without the super soul, how does the soul know what to do in this world?
Jer kada znamo da se u tijelu nalazi duša i nadduša, onda ćemo znati što da činimo u ovom svijetu.
After all, we're so bewildered, we don't even know who we are.
Mi smo toliko zbunjeni da ne znamo ni tko smo.
We hardly even know where we are.
Mi teško da znamo uopće gdje se nalazimo.
Only if Krishna gives us some remembrance, do we remember anything.
Ako nam Krishna ne da nekog sjećanja, ne možemo se ničega sjetiti.
Therefore we're factually helpless.
Mi smo zapravo bespomoćni.
But unless we acknowledge, well, if we can see like that, that's transcendental vision.
Ali ako bar to priznamo, to je već neka vrsta transcendentalne vizije.
Samam pashani sarvatra, samavasitam ishvaram, nihinasyatmanatmanam, ditoyeti param yatim. One can see that the super soul accompanying all souls is equal in all living to all living entities, does not degrade himself by the mind unless he approaches the supreme destination. One sees the soul, super soul, who accompanies all living entities and all bodies.
A onaj koji zna da se duša i nadduša nalazi u mnogim živim bićima u njihovim tijelima.
Is equal everywhere.
I da su jednaki posvuda.
Doesn't degrade himself by the mind.
Takva osoba se ne degradira umu.
Unless he approaches the transcendental destination.
I takva osoba prilazi duhovnim odredištem.
So Krishna is giving everyone an equal opportunity.
Znači, Krishna svakome daje jednaku mogućnost.
Not that I'm a devotee and Krishna loves me.
Ne da mislimo, ja sam bhakta i Krishna mene voli.
All these other people, they're getting what they deserve.
A svi ovi ostali ljudi dobiju ono što zaslužuju.
No, you have to see that Krishna would like everyone to simply turn to him and try to take shelter of him.
Ne, Krishna vidi sve jednakim očima, treba jednostavno da mu se okrenu prema njemu i uzmemo njegovo utočište.
And for whatever situation or whatever material or spiritual assets we have, it's all meant to help ourselves and others turn to Krishna and try to rely on Krishna.
I sve čime raspolažemo trebamo iskoristiti da bi pomogli sebi i drugima da možemo ovisiti o Krishna.
It's not that we can fill our walls with all these certificates.
A ne da ispunimo čitav, da zalijepimo po zidu naše diplome.
Put different stripes on our kurta.
Ili različite znakove, činove na naše
kurta. To show all our achievements. To show all our achievements.
Aha, da pokažemo sva postignuća.
So all the whole world knows I'm a great devotee.
Tako da svi bhakti znaju da sam ja veliki bhakti. Da čitav svijet zna da smo veliki.
No, it's just to help people become Krishna conscious.
Ne, treba pomoći ljudima da postanu svjesni Krishna.
Otherwise, whatever we do, whatever anyone does in this world, without the aim of actually trying to please Krishna, it's just a waste of time.
Znači, bez, ako ne djelujemo da bismo zadovoljili Krishnu, sve ostalo u svijetu je samo gubljenje vremena.
Because our problem is we think we're great devotees.
Naš problem je što mislimo da smo mi veliki bhakti.
Well, maybe not a great devotee, but almost a great devotee.
Ne baš veliki bhakti, ali skoro veliki bhakti.
The only difference between ourselves and a great devotee is that we recognize a great devotee, but others may not recognize me.
Jedna razlika između nas i velikih bhakti da mi prepoznamo velike bhakti, a ostali ne prepoznaju nas.
But that's all right because I'm humble.
A to je zato što sam ja pomislim.
So even if they don't recognize how great I am, still I'm tolerant and patient.
Čak i ako oni ne prepoznaju kako sam ja velik, ja sam tolerantan i strpljiv.
And everything's all right until we get some test.
Znači sve u redu, sve dok da dobijemo neki test.
Until something goes that we don't like.
I čim se ne dogodi nešto što se nama ne sviđa.
That interferes with our plans to be somehow or another become great somehow.
Sve dok se nešto ne ukrsti sa našim planovima da neko pokaže da je isto veliki.
If we can't be a great materialist, we want to become a great spiritualist.
Ali ako ćemo biti veliki materialista, ne možemo biti duhovno veliki.
A recognized devotee.
Ili prepoznati bhakti.
Ako ne možeš biti veliki materialista, onda ćemo početi postati veliki duhovnjak.
Initiated.
Možemo postati inicirani.
Twice initiated.
Dobit drugu inicijaciju.
Three times initiated.
Tri puta inicirani.
Four times initiated.
Četiri puta inicirani.
Temple commander.
Možemo postati
president.
Temple commander ili predsjednik hrama.
GBC.
GBC.
Initiating guru.
Guru koji inicira.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Well, Shakti Vesh.
Shakti Vesh.
Personal associate. Parivar.
Lični
Parivar.
Lični sluga ili službenik gospodina.
One of the ninth principal gopis.
ili jedna od glavnih gopi.
Krishna had added extra one, or only
Krishna bi dodao nas kao devetu gopi, jednu od glavnih gopi.
Now there's eight principles.
Sad ih ima osam glavnih.
So it's all part of our material condition.
To je sve paravara, materijalna uslovljenost.
But Krishna says if we just offer a leaf to him with devotion, he becomes pleased.
Ali Krishna kaže da ga možemo zadovoljiti samo sa ako ponudimo list sa devocijom.
He'll actually accept it.
I on će to prihvatiti.
And if he accepts it, then our life becomes perfect.
I ako on to prihvati, naš život će postati savršen.
Duryodhana.
Duryodhana.
He wanted to please Krishna.
Je htio da zadovolji Krishnu.
Because he wanted to. Duryodhana was expert at diplomacy.
Duryodhana je bio expert, expertni diplomat.
When Shalya was coming to join the army of Yudhisthira.
Kada Shalya došao da se pridruži Yudhisthirovoj armiji.
One Akshauhini division of soldiers.
Znači to je bila jedna Akshauhini divizija vojnika.
Duryodhana sent prasadam, wonderful prasadam to the army.
Duryodhana je poslao tako divan prasadam čitavoj vojsci.
Arranged all their sleeping accommodations.
I sredio za njih sve mogućnosti za spavanje.
Entertainment.
Zabavu im je poslao.
So Shalya was thinking that this obviously is arranged by Yudhisthira.
I Shalya misle da je to uredio Yudhisthira.
So he said, whoever has made all these wonderful arrangements, I want to join his. I'll join his army.
I on je rekao ko god je da napravi ove divne ovaj aranžmane, ja ću se pridružiti njegovoj vojsci.
So there was Duryodhana and said, here I am.
I onda Duryodhana rekao, evo me.
Krishna was coming to negotiate the peace offering.
Krishna je došao da da pregovara za mir.
So Duryodhana arranged wonderful prasadam.
I Duryodhana je pripremio divan prasad.
The best cooks in his kingdom in the world.
Uključuje najbolje kuhare u svijetu.
What, he thought Krishna likes dancing girls, so I'll have the best dancing girls.
I onda je mislio Krishna voli lijepe plesačice i onda je angažirao najljepše.
Vrindavan, he's always dancing, so he must like dancing with girls, so he must like dancing girls.
On Vrindavan stalno pleše sa djevojkama, onda on sigurno voli plesačice.
Best residence.
I najbolji stanovnici. Da najbolje rezidenciju smješaju dobiti.
Krishna has 16,108 palaces, so we'll make even a nicer palace for him here.
Znači on ima 16,108 palača, pa evo sad ćemo napraviti jednu divnu za njega ovdje.
Krishna arrived.
I Krishna došao.
And Duryodhana said, come right, you know, start to praise him. He thought Krishna always likes to be praised.
I kad je Krishna došao, Duryodhana počeo da ga slavi i hvali, jer je znao da Krishna voli biti hvali.
The devotees are always praising him, sometimes here at the end of him.
Mnogi bhakti ga slavi i hvale.
So I'll also praise him.
I tako da i on hvalio gospodina Krishna.
So he said, oh Krishna, you're the greatest, you're the super, you're this, you're that.
Oh Krishna, ti si najveći, ti si ovo, ti si ono.
Come and take prasad.
Molim te dođi uzmi prasad.
I got the best cooks in my kingdom. The whole world to come here and cook for you.
U mom kraljestvu su došli najbolji kuhari iz čitavog svijeta da kuhaju za tebe.
All organic.
I sve je organic.
The best preparations.
Sve najbolje preparacije.
So Krishna says no.
Krishna je rekao ne.
He said I'm hankering for that banana peel. But that Gurudeva is waiting for me with Vidura.
I on je rekao, ne, ja žudim za korama od banane koje me čekaju kod Vidure.
He said, I'm anxious for that peel.
Ja žudim za tim bananom, korama.
So Duryodhana said, well, you can't do that. I made all this, I went through all this trouble. To serve you.
On je rekao, pa ne bi što meni napraviti. Ja sam učinio sve moguće da te prevarim, hoću reći da te služim.
So Krishna left and he went to Vidura's house.
Krishna otišao ipak kod Vidure.
And he ate the banana peels that Vidura offered.
I tamo je otvorio banane koje mu je nudio Vidura.
But they were offered with love and devotion.
Ali su bile ponuđene sa ljubavom i devotijom.
So Krishna is not so foolish.
Znači Krishna nije tako budalost.
He's We're doing so much wonderful service to the Hare Krishna movement.
Mi činimo toliko mnogo divne službe u Hare Krishna pokretu.
Certainly, you know, Urvasi is waiting for me in the Nandana Kandana forest.
Sigurno Uroši će nas dočekati u šumama Nandana u rajskim predjelima.
We're thinking, yes, I'm doing so much wonderful service. I'll get so much recognition. I'll get so much love and facility. I'll get so much.
Mi mislimo, radimo toliko puno službe, bit ću prepoznat, primat ću toliko puno ljubavi jer ja činim toliko puno.
And even if Krishna doesn't surrender to me, at least I'll go to the heavenly planets.
I čak ako se Krishna meni ne preda, onda ću bar otići na rajski planet.
Just like we laugh, we hear that the terrorists, they say if they die for their mission, for their religion, they get 17 versions.
Oh. Kaže se da teroristi misle kada ubiju sami sebe u nekoj terorističkoj akciji, vjeruju da u raju će uživati sa 17 nevinih djevojaka.
And we think if I serve Krishna faithfully.
I mi mislimo ako mi s vjerom služimo Krishnu.
I may not get 17 virgins in heaven.
Možda možda neću dobiti 7 nevinih djevojaka u raju.
But I'll get 17 apsaras.
Ali ću dobiti 17 apsara.
So it's not really that much difference.
Znači, u takvom mentalitetu nema baš velike razlike.
Therefore we have to try to make some advancement.
Zato trebamo pokušavati da
become satisfied at heart.
Tako da postanemo zadovoljni u srcu.
Because this advancement may not be, you know, what we think it is.
Naravno, napredak nije ono što mi zamišljamo.
Cook the offering at half time.
Napraviti ponudu u pola vremena.
For it used to take me an hour to do the offering, now I'm doing it in half an hour.
Ostalima treba sat vremena da naprave ponudu, a ja mogu u pola sata.
I get an extra half an hour of sleep.
I znači dobijem još pola sata za spavanje.
Yeah, so naturally when we do something after some time we'll become more expert at.
Naravno, kad mi opetovano učinimo neke stvari, mi postanemo ekspertni u njima.
But the real question is whether we're sincerely doing it for Krishna or in the back of our minds we're doing something for some other reason.
Ali pitanje je da li mi nešto zaista činimo iskreno za Krishnu ili u pozadini uma činimo zbog nekih drugih razloga.
If we're thinking, well, you know, Krishna doesn't reciprocate and I have so many other shelters, I don't really need him so much.
Možemo misliti, Krishna uopće ne uzvraća na moje aktivnosti, ja imam toliko drugih utočišta i više ga ne trebam.
And if Krishna, you know, wants me to surrender too much, too quickly, then forget it.
Krishna želi da mu se ja previše predam i previše brzo, ma zaboravi.
I already have my alternatives, you know.
Ja imam alternativne putove.
I already have my different mayas I'm going to take shelter of.
Imam svoje različite maje čije utočište mogu da uzmem.
So we have to recognize all these different shelters that we think we're going to protect us.
I trebamo prepoznati sva ta različita utočišta koje želimo uzeti.
That we think are going to make us happy.
Ta utočišta za koje mislimo da će nas učiniti sretnima.
And we shouldn't complain too much if Krishna takes them away.
If Krishna
takes them away.
I ne trebamo se buniti kad Krishna oduzme neka od tih utočišta.
Because ultimately they're all dharashaya. They're all bad shelters.
Jer to su sve loša utočišta.
They won't be a shelter for us at the time of leaving the body.
I u trenutku kad napuštamo tijelo, to neće biti utočišta.
And unless we sincerely train ourselves throughout this lifetime to try to take shelter of Krishna and do everything to please him.
Trebamo tijekom života da se istreniramo da uzmemo utočište njegove lotusiste.
Then at the time of death when it's seen what shelter we're going to take shelter of.
I u trenutku smrti nećemo biti zbunjeni u koje utočište da uzmemo, znači
we may not take full shelter of Krishna.
Gdje ćemo tada uzeti potpuno utočište Krishna.
We may take shelter of something else.
Nećemo uzeti utočište nečeg drugog.
And then we have to come back and see if that's really a shelter.
Jer ako uzmemo utočište nečeg drugog, onda treba da stvarno trebamo se vratiti natrag i vidjeti koliko je to zaista bilo utočište.
Therefore we have something to learn from Vyasadeva.
I onda je bolje da naučimo od Šrila Vyasadeva.
We may know everything, even up to the post of Brahma.
Mi možemo znati sve, čak i da smo na poziciji Brahme.
And even higher than Brahma is Vyasadeva, who seems to know even more than Brahma.
Ili čak biti na više pozicije nego Brahma, a to je pozicija Vyasadeva koji zna više od Brahme.
He has all mystic power.
On ima
jasne bezomisli kao.
On ima velike mistične moći.
Knowledge about past, present, and future.
Ima znanje o prošlosti, sadašnjosti i budućnosti.
Knowledge about all sacrifices and austerities.
Ima znanje o svim žrtvama i strogostima.
But he wasn't happy.
On nije bio sretan.
Because he wasn't thinking about Krishna.
Because he
wasn't thinking about Krishna with devotion.
Zato što nije mislio na Krishnu sa devocijom.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Ima li neko pitanje?
Pitanje.
Yes. Actually, I have a question. The last few months I prayed to Krishna to restore my vision. My vision is deteriorating with the idea that I would use my eyesight for Krishna service. I was thinking maybe it's a material desire. Is it material desire or a spiritual desire?
Well, it's please Krishna.
Yeah. Ja rekao sam da zadnjih nekoliko mjeseci molim se božanstvima da mi poprave vid koji postepeno slabi. Da li je to materijalna želja ili duhovna želja? Marić kaže da je to za zadovoljstvo Krišna vid koji bi ja
koristio.
Ali ipak trebamo biti odvojeni.
Dear Krishna, if you so desire.
Moj dragi Krišna, ako ti tako želiš,
then it's all right.
To onda je u redu da mi povratiš vid.
And even if you don't desire, still I'm going to serve you anyway.
A čak i ako ti tako ne želiš, ja ću nastaviti da ti služim. That's very nice.
Anything else?
Nešto drugo?
Yes.
I have many questions.
We only usually have one answer.
Okay. My English is not very nice.
Try in French.
What did you say?
Rekao si trebamo biti iskreni u želji da zadovoljim Krišnu.
You said we have to be sincere in our desire to satisfy Krishna.
Kako mogu biti iskren da sam uslovljen?
How can I be sincere if I am conditioned?
You can't be very sincere.
Ne možeš biti veoma iskren.
But you can learn how to become sincere.
Ali možeš naučiti kako postati iskren.
We have to get a vision.
Treba imati viziju, dobiti viziju.
Of what reality is.
O tome kakva je realnost.
Then we have to act according to that with our body, mind, and words.
Onda sa umom, tijelom i riječima trebamo djelovati u skladu s tim.
Then we'll see how I'm sincere and how I'm not sincere.
I onda ćemo vidjeti koliko sam ja iskren, a koliko nisam iskren.
Better to. Therefore, if we see like that, then we'll be able to become more sincere.
I kad vidimo na takav način, onda ćemo postati više iskreni.
If I'm sincere, then I'll do what Krishna wants me to do with my body, mind, and words.
Jer ako sam ja iskren, onda ja činim s umom, tijelom i riječima ono što Krishna očekuje od mene.
That's sincerity.
To je iskrenost.
And when something comes up,
i kada se nešto pojavi iznenada,
especially my mind,
a naročito moj um,
that I don't like,
to ja ne, ili nešto što ja ne volim,
and Krishna is and Krishna and his representatives are telling me to do something that I may not like.
I onda mi Krishna predstavnik kaže da ja uradim nešto što se meni ne sviđa.
Or taking something away from me that I like.
Ili oduzme od mene nešto što ja volim.
Then we'll find out how sincere we
are. Onda ćemo vidjeti koliko smo iskreni.
You can keep on serving Krishna under any circumstances.
Trebamo nastaviti služiti Krishnu u svakakvim okolnostima.
Guru na pivu čaljete. One who is not disturbed in spite of the greatest difficulty.
Velika osoba nije zbunjena uprkos velikim teškoćama.
That's sincerity.
To je iskrenost.
Otherwise, when everything's going on our way, we may think we're very sincere.
Jer kada se sve odvija onako kako smo mi zamislili, mi mislimo ja sam jako iskren.
Don't go our way, then we'll see how sincere.
Ali kad stvari ne idu onako kako smo mi zamislili, onda vidimo koliko smo zaista iskreni.
Možeš pitati Maharaja? Maharaja kaže možemo postati ekspertni u obavljanju službe predanog poštovanja.
U vršenju službe?
Da. Da li
da li na taj način možemo da postanemo privrženi onaj Krišni ili, mislim, pitanje je da li nužno mora biti da smo samo, šta je u stvari presudno da ta služba postane za Krišnu, a šta je da mi samo radimo to da je formalnost. Mm.
You said that we ultimately can become expert in performing devotional service, but now, where is the clear cut? How we can recognize that we are sincerely performing this service, or when we perform the service out of formality? Where is the clear cut?
Well, one is remembering Krishna with devotion.
Znači, ako se sjećamo Krishna sa devocijom,
and we're thinking how to improve it for Krishna.
I ako želimo stvari poboljšati za
Krišnu,
ali ako stvari činimo mehanički,
and we're not really doing it, and we don't really feel it's an offering to Krishna,
i ne osjećamo to kao ponudu za Krišnu,
then something's lacking there.
Onda nešto nedostaje.
We should be prasanatma, always joyful.
Mi trebamo biti uvijek puni zadovoljstva.
One who's actually in contact with Krishna, he's more than joyful.
Onaj koji je u kontaktu sa Krishnom, on je više nego pun zadovoljstva.
And if we're not in contact with Krishna, then something else is going on.
Ali ako nije u kontaktu s Krishnom, onda je nešto drugo u pitanju.
Možeš samo pitati Maharaja, kao primjer, recimo kad neko dođe novi u svjesnost Krishne, tako su barem meni rekli, odaj poštovanje božanstvima. Ja sam rekao, ja ništa ne osjećam, ali pojent je bila onaj, ti odaj poštovanje, osjećaj će se pojaviti, da li samim vršenjem te službe će se pojaviti onaj neko vršenje.
When a neophyte person comes to Krishna consciousness, we tell him or her to offer obeisances to the deities, although the person doesn't understand why he or she should offer obeisances to the deities. But just by offering obeisances to the deities, the person will come to the point that then he or she will understand that this is...
No, that's not true. To nije istina.
On the beginning, they actually told to me like something like this, and I didn't feel anything. But on the end,
it's not true. Otherwise, why do we have the class? Why do we have the books?
Zašto imamo predavanje? Zašto imamo knjige?
Just invite people to come to the temple, and as soon as they come to the temple, we force them onto the ground.
Samo da bi došli.
We tell them to bow down.
Kad ljudi dođu tu, onda
next.
Poštovanje, sljedeći.
I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking if you perform some activity, some understanding or taste will come.
No. You need knowledge.
Potrebno je znanje. Znači, ako vršimo neku aktivnost, ukus će doći. Jer Maharaj kaže, ne, potrebno je znanje za to.
Without knowledge, it's nimagraha.
Jer bez znanja, to je samo nimagraha.
We may ask people that, Prabhupada said to me, during the kirtan when you're chanting, you may jump up.
Za vrijeme kirtana.
You may dance, and you'll feel like dancing, because that will make you more receptive to the holy name.
Za vrijeme kirtana i izgovaranje pjevanje svetih imena, mi možemo plesati i skakati, što će, lakše ćemo upijati sveto ime.
Bowing down before the deities may in one sense make one a little bit more receptive to hearing.
Odavanje poštovanja božanstvima može nas činiti više pogodnima da možemo slušati.
But without hearing the philosophy, we're just wasting time.
Ali ako ne slušamo filozofiju, onda je naše odavanje poštovanja gubljenje vremena.
Ultimately, we have to hear so we can develop knowledge.
Konačno, trebamo slušati da bi razvili znanje.
And when we perform our activities with knowledge, that can lead to devotion.
I kada vršimo svoju aktivnost sa znanjem, onda to vodi do devocije.
But who will do Maharaj's service without knowledge? Who will go to Sankirtan if he don't have any knowledge?
Most
of the devotees. Ko će ići u Sankirtan ili raditi neku službu, a da nema nikakvo znanje? Puno bako tako.
Because they have other motivations. Krishna says there are four kinds of people who approach him.
Okay. Krišna kaže da postoji četiri vrste ljudi sa četiri vrste motivacije s kojima prilazimo.
Most of the right is sentiment.
Većina tog su naši sentimenti.
I'll go on book distribution, and I'll get a big score and everyone will love me and appreciate me.
Ja idem dijeliti knjige i svi će me voliti i cijeniti.
I'll learn how to distribute books so I can apply that later on in my household life.
Naučit ću da dijelim knjige pa ću to kasnije iskoristiti kad postane grihasta.
I'd like to go out there because there's so many pretty girls in the street.
Ili, volim ići dijeliti knjige zato što ima puno takve lijepih cura na ulici.
I have a good excuse to stop them and talk to them.
Imam odličan izgovor da ih zaustavim i pričam s njima.
And when I meet the goddess of fortune, then we can set up our own little community.
Krishna je izvor svega.
You said that Krishna is source of everything.
After all, duhovog.
Of everything spiritual and material.
Samo naša želja odlučuje.
Only šta je materijalno, šta je duhovno.
Naša želja odlučuje gdje ćemo biti.
Only our desire determines in which direction we shall go.
A od koga dolazi želja? To također je Krishna želja.
From
jer
whom,
on izvor svega.
From whom the desire comes is the Krishna source of our desire.
Krishna, what should I desire, Durr?
Krishna, što da ja želim?
Go this way, turn right. Turn left.
Skrini desno, idi lijevo.
Krishna, uzro svih uzroka.
Like Krishna is cause of all causes.
Yes, cause of all causes. But he's not interfering with our free will.
Da, ali se on ne upliče u našu slobodnu volju.
We're not independent of Krishna. He gives us some free will by his causeless mercy.
Krishna nam daje slobodnu volju pomoću svoje bezuzročne milosti.
So by Krishna's causeless mercy, he gives us free will.
Baš zbog njegove bezuzročne milosti mi imamo slobodnu volju.
How we use that free will is up to us.
E sad, kako mi koristimo tu slobodnu volju, to ovisi o nama.
And what happens after that is up to Krishna.
A šta se događa posle toga ovisi o Krishna.
Ako mi je teško shvatiti, samo meni ovisi hoću biti s Krishnom ili ne.
It's very difficult for me to understand. Does everything depends on me? Shall I be with Krishna or not?
Yeah, of course it depends on you.
No, not on obviously you tell me.
Samo
who else is going to depend on? Leela Sipra will decide whether you're going to be with Krishna
or not.
The reason I'm not with Krishna is because Leela Sipra decided I'm not with Krishna.
To me it's it's not logical that I don't desire such a pure relationship with Krishna. I can't understand.
That's why we're in Maya, because we can't understand.
Mi ne možemo to shvatiti zato što smo u Maji, zbog Maje.
That's why we have class, so that gradually we'll be able to understand.
Zato imamo ove lekcije da bi postepeno mogli to da shvatimo.
How can we desire Krishna? We don't even know him.
Mi možemo, kako možemo da želimo Krishna da čak da ga ne poznajemo?
You have to get to know Krishna, then you'll see why you should desire him.
Trebamo poznati Krishna, pa da onda shvatimo zašto bi ga trebali željeti.
Well, because we don't desire Krishna, Krishna doesn't reveal himself to us.
I zato što ne želimo Krishna, onda nam se on ne razotkriva.
So we have to develop we have to follow the process by which our desire will develop.
Znači, trebamo slijediti proces pomoću koga će se naša želja razviti.
Then we'll get to know Krishna.
I onda ćemo upoznati Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hvala. Grandaraj, Shrimad Bhagavatam.